Hi, this is Anne Merchant, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. For more than three decades, the nation has turned to the Institute of Medicine for evidence-based guidance to improve health. Indeed, the IOM has been in the thick of some of the most critical health policy issues that our country has faced. They've evaluated the safety of prescription drugs, recommended critical improvements in the quality of health care, issued guidelines for the use of stem cells in research, examined vaccine safety issues, reviewed bioterrorism and public health preparedness, and assessed disparities in access to health care. All weighty and important business, to be sure, but for many of us, questions about our personal health and well-being hit closer to home. So what can the Institute of Medicine offer by way of advice? With us today to answer that question is Dr. Harvey Feinberg, president of the Institute of Medicine.
Thanks very much, Anne. It's great to be able to do this special episode of The Sounds of Science. As president of the Institute of Medicine, I'm especially interested in ways that we encourage our listeners to protect their health. A baby born today in the United States can expect to live more than 77 years. This is a gain of more than 25 years of life expectancy over the last 100 years. The biggest threats to your health depend on how old you are. Overall, the leading cause of death today is cardiovascular disease, mainly heart disease and stroke. As a cause of death, heart disease actually peaked in the 1960s and has been declining ever since. Still today, cardiovascular diseases cost an estimated $300 billion annually in healthcare expense, medication, and lost productivity due to disability and death. Cancer is the second leading cause of death in the United States, taking more than 500,000 lives each year. Men have a 45% chance of having cancer in their lifetime, and women have a 41% chance. Almost half of all people who get cancer eventually will die from it. Four types of cancer, lung, colon, breast, and prostate, account for half of all cancers in the United States. What can you do to avoid these and other health problems? Actually, quite a lot. Here are 12 tips to help you take charge of your health. Tip number one, if you smoke, quit. And if you don't smoke, don't start. Tobacco kills more than 700,000 persons in the United States every year, mainly by increasing the risk of heart disease and cancer. Smoking is the leading preventable cause of premature death and disability in the United States. By quitting if you do smoke, and better yet, never starting to smoke, you can dramatically reduce your risks of dying from both cancer and heart disease. Tip number two, eat a variety of foods, none to excess. Diet fads have long been a part of American history. Did you know that graham crackers were invented in 1829 by Sylvester Graham as part of a high-fiber vegetarian diet? More recently, low-fat diets such as the Pritikin and Ornish diets have been competing with low-carbohydrate diets like Atkins and South Beach. The best diet for you, I believe, is one that you can stay on forever simply by making healthy choices. Here are some choices that make sense to me. Consume lots of green and yellow vegetables. Decrease your intake of saturated fat like that found in red meat and full-fat dairy products. Avoid trans fats that are found in some margarines and packaged baked goods. For cooking and flavor, try to substitute more monounsaturated fat like olive oil or polyunsaturated fats like canola oil. Taste food before you add salt. Less salt will help control blood pressure. Choose foods with a low glycemic index like old-fashioned oatmeal, soy, or nuts. These kinds of foods will keep your blood sugar from spiking. And when it comes to food portions, do not allow yourself to be supersized. Here's a tip to complement a healthy diet. Tip number three, make exercise a routine part of your day. The most reliable way to get exercise is to incorporate it into your daily routine. For example, if you take public transportation to work, get out a stop or two ahead and walk the rest of the way. Better yet, if you can, ride a bike. When riding up an elevator, get off a floor or two below yours and walk up. This way you'll also learn the emergency escape route. You may find it handy to use a pedometer to help you set an exercise goal, to keep track, and to stay motivated. Walking 5,000 or even better 10,000 steps every day is a great goal to reach and to maintain. Tip number 4. Drink alcohol in moderation if you drink, and avoid addictive drugs. Used in excess, alcohol is a poison. But low amounts, 1 or 2 drinks per day, that's 1 or 2 glasses of wine or 1 or 2 shots of hard liquor, have some beneficial effects on your blood lipids. Never drink and drive. It is illegal, dangerous, and foolish, and it can be the source of lifelong regret. Speaking of driving, here's tip number 5. Wear a seatbelt whenever you are in a moving vehicle. Injuries are the leading cause of death for people under age 34 in the United States, and motor vehicles cause the largest number of deaths from injuries across all age groups. Always place your child in a child restraint seat in a car. Airbags are not a substitute for seatbelts. Seatbelts and airbags together provide the best protection. Drive at a moderate speed and use a safe car. It's the most sure way to arrive at your destination alive. Tip number 6. Immunize your children against preventable disease and take recommended vaccines for yourself. The reduction of childhood infection through immunization is a major contributor to longer life expectancies in the last 100 years. Recommended immunizations now protect children against 14 infectious diseases. For adults, recommended immunization depends on your age, health status, and travel plans. These can include vaccine to prevent influenza, pneumococcal infections, and other diseases that are prevalent in different parts of the world. Speaking of travel, here's tip number 7. Protect your health when you travel. Can you guess the largest cause of death among travelers? It's automobile injury. The per passenger mile rate of death in Vietnam, for example, is 10,000 times that of the United States. In addition to driving and riding safely, get recommended immunizations and take malaria prophylaxis if it is recommended. The tap water in many countries is not safe to drink, and the ice in your drink is probably made from local water, so drink only bottled or purified water in developing countries. When it comes to food and drink in developing countries, here's a good rule. If it hasn't been boiled or you haven't peeled it, think twice before you put it in your mouth. Tip number 8. Get screening tests for silent but treatable conditions that threaten your health. There are a host of tests that you can take to cut your risk of life-threatening diseases and to treat those conditions that you may already have. These include tests for blood pressure, cholesterol and lipoprotein levels in your blood, pap smears for cervical cancer, mammograms for breast cancer, intraocular pressure of the eye to screen for glaucoma, urine and blood sugar to check for diabetes, and colonoscopies for colon cancer. These should be done every 10 years starting at age 55, but earlier and more often if you have a family history of colon cancer. Tip number 9. If you are sexually active with anyone other than your spouse, always use a condom. Think of it this way. Whenever you have sex with someone, you are exposing yourself to every other sex partner that person has ever had. A condom makes good sense. Tip number 10. Take prescribed medication as prescribed, and do not take unnecessary medicine, whether it is prescribed or over-the-counter. Unnecessary drugs are an invitation to allergy, dependency, and needless expense. Overuse of antimicrobials promotes the emergence of resistant organisms, which is bad for everyone. After you finish taking prescribed medicine, throw away any pills that are left over. This will reduce the chance that you will be tempted to take an outdated or inappropriate drug in the future. Tip number 11. Devise a personal and family disaster preparedness plan. Be prepared when and if disaster strikes. For example, fire at home is a constant danger. Ask yourself, does your home have an adequate number of smoke detectors? Do you have a fire extinguisher in your kitchen, garage, and workshop? Do you have alternative fire escapes? Has your family practiced its escape? Do you have a meeting place outside the home? And do you have carbon monoxide detectors in your home and garage? In the case of a major disaster, do you have enough food and water on hand if you should be forced to stay in your home for as long as 2 weeks? Do you have at least two alternative routes for family to leave town if necessary? Do you have a place to meet out of town or a place that can receive and transmit messages if you must leave or cannot communicate directly with other family members? Tip number 12. Use reliable sources of health information. In today's internet-focused society, confusing and misleading health claims run rampant. Be sure that any information you rely on to protect your health is credible. Among my favorite sources are the consumer websites of the Food and Drug Administration, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the National Institutes of Health, all part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Other good sources of health information are WebMD, the Mayo Clinic Health Letter, the Harvard Health Letter, the UC Berkeley Wellness Letter, and of course, you can rely on the Institute of Medicine's own website. Finally, here's a bonus tip. Enjoy life. Ubi Blake, the famous jazz pianist, was asked how he felt as he approached his 99th birthday. "If I knew I was going to live this long," he said, "I would have taken better care of myself." I hope these tips help you to take good care of yourself.
Thank you, Dr. Feinberg, on behalf of all our listeners for personally passing on those 12 tips.
And thanks, Anne. It's been my pleasure to be involved in this episode of The Sounds of Science.
Remember, the IOM's mission is to serve as advisor to the nation to improve health. Their job is to provide unbiased, evidence-based, and authoritative information to policymakers, professionals, leaders in every sector of society, but also to the public at large, where healthy lifestyle choices begin. For more information on Dr. Feinberg's tips and the many books and publications issued by the Institute of Medicine, please be sure to visit the IOM online at www.iom.edu. My name is Anne Merchant, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. Be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have more than 3,000 books and publications available full text to read free online.